who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hansis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, in moments, we'll be talking big college games today. Yeah, Michigan, Ohio State, Notre Dame, USC, and a few more. Yep, we'll also talk about Zach Wilson. He was benched. Was that the right move? I will get TJ and Plex's take on that. Aaron Rodgers says his thumb is broken. It's broken. Is it time for Jordan Love? Should he get a little love? Well, we'll check that out as well. And how has Thanksgiving football been, you know, how's it been for you guys now that things are, you know, have settled down after playing? We're going to talk about that, all right? We've got some pros on this dip. It's a Up On Game coming at you right now.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up On Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown.
And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington. TJ Hushmanzada.
They lose first round. Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turned into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio. Here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Are you trying to go hunt now?
All right. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. And we are also broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That's right, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, how was everybody's Thanksgiving? I hope they were good. We're back in here. We're in the saddle. TJ, Plexico, I'm LeVar. I mean, how was y'all's Thanksgivings, man? We're going to talk about, you know, how Thanksgivings are celebrated as we get going. But you know what? How y'all doing, man? How was y'all Thanksgiving?
Man, Thanksgiving was great as usual. Family, friends, and food. I'm really looking forward to today. Nothing but great football. But, yeah, Thanksgiving, man, was outstanding, as it always is.
All right. What about you, Plex?
Oh, man, it was an exceptional Thanksgiving for myself. I had some people over, fried up a bird or two. You know what I mean? So that's how it goes down over here, man. You know, we get after it a little bit, cater some food, a little German chocolate cake, a little red velvet.
Ooh.
Man, you know I mean? Wish I could have had that.
My stomach started burning.
You know, he the sweet king, ain't he?
Yeah, man, he is. He don't eat nothing else, but he eats some sweets.
Listen, y'all, I ain't told y'all this.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, I hadn't got a physical. Since I retired, I've been to the doctor twice. And I've been retired now 10 years. I've been to the doctor twice. So the last time I went was like 2.5 months ago. They're like, oh, TJ, your cholesterol's high. And I'm like, I don't even eat that much fried food. Long story short, she's like, what does your diet consist of? I'm like, I pretty much eat candy 7 days a week. I eat ice cream 6 days a week. I eat cookies, pastries. They're like, oh, refined sugar is really bad for your cholesterol. So I haven't had any sweets.
Oh, wow.
Man, in 10 weeks.
Nothing.
You're
going through withdrawal.
What, you eat rice cakes? What?
Broccoli pops.
No lie. When I want pops. I just eat a bunch of fruit now. So I'm like, I want something sweet. Oh, let me go eat some grapes. Oh, let me go eat some watermelon. Oh, let me go eat some pineapples, apples. I just eat a bunch of fruit now. But yeah, man, that hurt my heart.
Hey, that's the crazy thing about it, because when people have high cholesterol, the first thing that they think about is that it comes from fried food. But it does
that's
not.
That's what I thought. Yeah. So, yeah, man, when you said German chocolate cake and all, I'm like, oh, man, I couldn't even have my customary peach cobbler with about 4 or 5 scoops of ice cream with it.
Mm. Real fat boy stuff right there.
I had a butter cake from Maestro's.
See, that, man, yeah, I didn't even – my wife was like, can we go to Maestro's? I'm like, nah, if I can't get the butter cake, what are we going for?
Yeah.
That is so selfish.
I did it. That was selfish of you.
That butter cake with the vanilla ice cream. You get an extra scoop of ice cream with it. Oh, yes. Man.
Yeah, it is fire.
It was good. Speaking of fire, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, Notre Dame, USC, Michigan State, they're at Penn State. You know, what? How y'all feeling about this slate of games,
you just going to leave out the ranked Oregon State and Oregon
State.
The Beavers? Ain't nobody talking about Oregon the Beavers State today, man. We got some real football games going on out there.
We ranked.
Oregon going to come up there, man, and slap y'all around a little bit.
I don't know about that, man.
What you got? What you predicting for the game? What do you think? Like, what's the key to Oregon State?
I will be in Happy Valley shortly.
You're in Happy Valley. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm going to go down there and check my boys out, man, see what's going on.
Make sure you say hey to Keno. Keno will be there, too.
So, yeah, absolutely. Sure, go down and see young JoJo Porter, man. This probably might be his last college football game. Whatever. It's crazy that he was just a little baby man running around my house with Fambles on. Now he's one of the top defensive backs in all of college football.
He is
so
tall,
I'm going to ride down and go down and see my troops.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody knows how I feel about the Michigan. So there's no reason to even get into that. I think that Ohio State is the superior football team this Saturday. And I actually got them winning by double digits. I just think that if Michigan gets behind early in this game and J.J. McCarthy is forced to throw the football, I think that's where they're going to get into a lot of trouble. I think John Harbaugh knows that also. So I think C.J. Stroud and this wide receiver group going to be clicking on all cylinders. They got a chance to go undefeated and win the Big Ten East. And it's a big game, man. I just think that Ohio State is really going to do something bad to these boys today.
Something bad to them. What you think?
This game, Michigan is a really good football team. How is Blake Corum going to be coming back from that injury? Ohio State has started slow a lot this season. They've started you can't afford to start slow today against Michigan. Michigan, and I said this last year, and I couldn't have been more wrong, like, oh, Ohio State just has better athletes at every position. That's no longer the case. Michigan is catching up. Michigan is a good football team. But I also believe that Ohio State's going to win this game today, but they cannot start slow. They've started so many games this season just coming out the – just real lackadaisical nonchalant. If Michigan can run the ball effectively, like I'm sure they want to, it's going to be a really good game. But I believe on the outside is where Ohio State has their advantage with C.J. Stroud and those receivers. I like Ohio State to win, I'll say, 31-23 type of game.
I think it's going to be a really, really interesting matchup. If they were in Michigan, for some strange reason, both places in Michigan, you know, whether it's Grand Rapids or it's Ann Arbor, they're just really difficult places to play in. You know, you could be, you could have the more superior team, but if you're playing there, like especially in Michigan State, which we'll touch on that because we are going head to head, as you just stated, Plex. But no, and pause, by the way. But here's the thing, right? You know, and thinking about this Ohio State game, they're at home. It's their senior day too, I believe. So yeah, that makes it pretty interesting that they, you know, their biggest game of the year is a senior day deal. I just think they're going to be very, very hard to beat at home. You know, right. At home, I think that that's the difference in this game because
hey, you know what's crazy, man? It's Ohio. It's basically December. And it looked like it ain't even cold out there, bro. It looked like it's in the 60s.
Yeah. It's probably
it's about
cold.
50 degrees.
Yeah, it's probably
it's football
cold.
Weather.
It just ain't inclement weather conditions where
I mean,
it's raining
last year
it
snowed.
Yeah.
Man, I'm looking at Reggie Bush, Leinart, Coach Meyer, and Brady Quinn. They sitting up their suits, no jackets, no gloves, no beanies. I'm like, man,
yeah,
it don't even
true.
Look like it's that cold out there.
So
it's
just,
I never had an opportunity to play in a college football game because I didn't reach my senior year. But you can just get an understanding of how big this football game is to these kids, man. Senior got a chance to go undefeated and also beat your rival. So that's why just piggybacking off of what LeVar said is, if Michigan was playing at home, they would probably win this football game. But I believe both of these teams, whoever's playing at home, will get the W, and I think Ohio State gonna get them.
Yeah, their guy is supposed to give it a go to today.
Corum.
Yeah, Corum's supposed to give it a go. You know, I think they got to be able to run the ball, and they got to be able to run the ball effectively, the Wolverines, that is, if they are going to have a chance. Their best defense is going to be keeping the Ohio State offense off of the field.
And Ohio State has been susceptible to the run.
They've been susceptible to the run, and Michigan has been committed to running it. So I think if they can establish the run, it'll be a better game than what people think. It'll be interesting because Ohio State can start off very slow at times. They seem to pick up momentum as the game goes on. But one thing you got to keep in mind, their defense has bailed them out in two games. And I'll say against Penn State, their defense definitely bailed them out. I wonder if they have that in them today, if it's a close one, if it's a tight one, if Michigan can make it a Michigan type of game, can their defense be the key to bailing Ohio State out if it's that type of a game? I don't know that it happens against Michigan. So I'm a say this. I'm taking Ohio State to win the game, but I certainly would – if they're able to establish the run, Michigan that is, if they're able to establish the run, their defensive front is good enough to slow Stroud and that offense down. They can stop the run, and they can get after the quarterback. Might be the best they've seen all year.
I think it's going to be the direct opposite approach for Ohio State. I think Ohio State going to spread them out, put them in four or five wide receivers, and force Michigan to cover.
I agree.
C.J. Stroud is a good enough athlete to get out of the pocket and make some big plays with his legs. But I just think that Ohio State just has to put those wide receivers and playmaking situations and go out there and use their ability to make big plays. And I just think that's the recipe for Ohio State. Four or five wide receivers, spread them out, and make Michigan cover.
Well, speaking of spreading them out, make people cover, maybe the New York Jets will be spreading them out and making them cover, but it won't be Zach Wilson who's throwing them the ball. We're going to get to that.
Who TJ was high?
Ooh, well, I was high on him too. I ain't going to lie, but
everybody was high on him. That's
why
he went number
two.
Oh, absolutely, we're going to have a conversation because I remember TJ saying that. Oh, he's the best quarterback of this draft. Okay.
No, I didn't say that. I said Trevor.
Yes,
Lawrence
you did.
Was. I said Trevor Lawrence was.
I said he was. I said Zach. The Zach Wilson and the kid.
No, you said outside of Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, outside.
I mean, don't get it twisted.
Yeah, I did say that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, there you go.
I got some data for you. I got some data for you when we get back.
Yeah, we warmed up. We warmed up. This is Up On Game. That's TJ Hushmanzada. That's Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, all right, in a moment. NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code UPONGAME for a special offer when you sign up. That's code UPONGAME only at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right. Hey, y'all, welcome back in. It's the UPONGAME. You know, we're live from the TireRack.com studio. Fellas, we learned this week that Zach Wilson would not be the starter, and they weren't even going to Joe Flacco to be the next guy. They put Mike White in and have Joe Flacco backing him up and have Zach Wilson in street clothes. Here's what your coach had to say, Plexico, that is, former New York Jet. This is what your coach had to say about the whole situation this week.
Zach's career here is not over. I know that's going to be the narrative. I know that that's what everybody wants to shout out, and that's not even close to the case. The intent, the full intent, is to make sure Zach gets back on the football field at some point this year. The biggest thing with Zach, and the same things that we've talked about, is the young man needs a reset. His decision-making's been fine. His practice habits, all that stuff have been fine, but there's some basic fundamental things that have gotten really out of whack for him. Is it a small step back? Absolutely for him. But do I think it's going to be a great leap forward when he does get a chance to reset himself? Absolutely. This is not putting a nail in his coffin. This is not that. It's not even close to that.
This is not putting a nail in his coffin.
Huh?
I mean, what? Fellas, I mean, that would assume and imply and insinuate that he's already in the coffin. I mean, that's just me.
I didn't understand any of that.
I didn't either. To me, that's it. Your career isn't here yet, but I can't stand the way you did that post-game interview. I don't like your demeanor. There's something I don't like about what you got going on, and you need to reset it before I'm done with you. But by no means does that mean that we're putting the nail in the coffin. Like, whoa.
You drafted him.
You did.
Deal with it. So this is what I'm trying to understand. He just said that Zach Wilson's – there's nothing wrong with his decision-making. That is a lie. I mean, how can you stand in front of that microphone on the podium and say his decision-making has been fine? No, it has not been.
If his decision-making was fine, he wouldn't
be benched. That game? Did anybody watch that game last week when he went 9 for 22 in it and the offense had 2 yards of offense in a whole half of football?
Sheesh.
I mean, it's one of – and Vaughn, you weren't here last week, and when me and TJ did the up on game, down on game, what did I say? I say I'm taking the New England Patriots because of Bill Belichick has a resume of disrupting and confusing young quarterbacks.
Unless their name is Tua. Minus
he had
Tua.
Him, man. He had him looking. I haven't seen a performance like that from an NFL quarterback, I don't think, ever in a half of football.
Bro, that was awful.
Jeez.
And what is he apologizing to the team for? I just don't understand how you get him in front of your team and you apologize for the way that you played. I mean, from a preparation standpoint, he just looked like he wasn't prepared for any of the coverages that Bill Belichick was throwing at him.
But did not feel that he needed to take responsibility and accountability for how he played. All right, before we get to you, TJ, here's what Zach Wilson had to say on the matter of being benched.
It's tough, man, and it's never fun, but, you know, the first thing kind of went through my mind is I got to get to work. I got to, you know, I got to get better, and I'm going to approach that every single day to just keep working to get better. Yeah, tough, man, and, you know what, it's deserved. You know, the way that I handled the situation wasn't right. You know, I got to be a better football player, and then I got to be a better leader for these guys, and, you know what, I have an opportunity to turn the page here as a player and as a leader.
He has the opportunity to turn the page. Go ahead, TJ. Go ahead. Take it.
Listen, when I thought the Jets would win that game last week, and they should have won that game. One guy held them back. A bad decision to punt the ball in play and not out of bounds held them back. So that was a bad coaching decision. But Zach Wilson, he played as bad as any quarterback I can ever remember in a regular season game in the NFL was that bad. He needs to learn to throw with anticipation. Can you learn that and do that over the course, like during the season? Okay, I got a reset. This is a reset for him. Can he figure that out now? Because New England's playing you man-to-man. Throw the ball with anticipation. Trust your receivers to get open. You can't see them open and then throw it. They're not open any longer. When you approach that question the way he approached it, did you let the team down? Do you feel like you could have done? Matter of fact, no. What are you doing, bro? And I like Zach Wilson. I know Zach. Like, you've been a quarterback your entire life. You get way too much credit when things go well. You take way too much of the blame when things go bad. But you always take the blame, though. That's rule number one. Oh, yeah, this loss is on me. This is my fault. I let the team down. And I'm going to do everything in my power not to let this happen again. That should have been his answer. And guess what? We don't even make a big deal about it. Salah and the Jets aren't going to bench him because you got to understand, Joe Douglas and Salah, they are the same people that drafted this man number two. Yep. So they're tied to this guy. You could have drafted Justin Fields. You could have drafted Mac Jones. You could have drafted Micah Parsons. Like, what are you guys doing to where he can't throw with anticipation?
How can he throw can't with anticipation if he can't read coverages? That's what it looked like to me.
It's man to man.
And we just saying they're throwing him. They are the Patriots playing man to man. He needs to throw with anticipation. But Robert Saleh said he's making good decisions. So which one is it?
Robert Saleh, when he said he's making good decisions, he knows damn well he was being dishonest. Because if you're making good decisions, you're not being benched. You're making bad decisions, and that's why they're benching you. And it's the way he handled it. And Saleh had to do this for one reason and one reason only. Is it worth losing that locker room over the comment of one player? And that answer is no. You can.
You know how many guys in that locker room have had teams that they've had in a long time. So
hey, you know how many guys in that locker room sat there and talked to each other afterwards? I'm like, bruh, if they don't bench this dude, it's gonna be a problem.
You know how that goes.
They sitting in their locker like, if they don't bench this dude, it's, man, Rob can't say nothing to me moving forward if Zach Wilson plays this Sunday. Guarantee that's what was going on. He knew it.
From a young quarterback standpoint, I think that's probably the worst thing that could have happened to him moving forward was to him to get benched at this point in the season.
Hey, Plex,
based off of how good that football team is right now.
If he's fragile,
I think it ruins him. I really do.
It's a career destroyer. If he's fragile mentally, if he cannot handle this,
and this is
like just a little, because to me, it's a little bit of adversity. We have competition every year. Every year of our career, we had competition. Quarterbacks don't really have competition. We're at some point in time, all three of us were benched because we weren't good enough anymore, perceived to not be good enough. Did they handle us with baby gloves? Nah, they just took you out the game. You're like, hold up, what's going on? So why can't it happen to a quarterback? Why can't they have competition? Why can't they be benched? I get it. You want their psyche to be this and that. You want it. If he can't handle adversity, he not the guy for the job, not New York City anyway. Mm-mm. And so you got to deal with this and get better. If you can't, you're not the man for the job anyway.
I'm glad you said that because there's a guy with a thumb issue in Green Bay, Wisconsin, which is not the same market as New York. But nonetheless, this team, they're some trash right now. They're not very good.
Your Super Bowl choice? Wonder,
my Super Bowl
choice. Yeah, his Super Bowl choice. That is crazy, right?
They're not looking very good right now. So should they make a change? We'll talk about that. But first, let's get the legend going. Mr. Isaac Lohenkron with a news update of trending. What you got?
And fellas, we start with a legendary matchup at the Horseshoe in Columbus, where number 2 Ohio State took the opening kickoff, went 81 yards in 12 plays for a 7-0 lead over third-ranked Michigan on a 4-yard touchdown pass from C.J. Stroud to Emeka Ebuka. 7-0 Ohio State over Michigan. Michigan right now has a third down and 6 at its 29-yard line with just over 9 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Georgia Tech has a 7-0 lead at number 1 Georgia with 5:50 left to play in the first quarter. 8th-ranked Clemson, a 14-0 advantage over South Carolina, 9 minutes into that one. And it's been a busy day already off the field because Nebraska has officially announced the hiring of Matt Rhule as its new head coach. Fox Sports reports that Deion Sanders has been offered the head coaching job at Colorado and that Sanders has legitimate interest in the job. Sports Illustrated also reporting that within the last few hours, Auburn's coaching search has moved on from Lane Kiffin and zeroed in on Liberty coach Hugh Freeze. Negotiations are ongoing and could be finalized as soon as tonight.
Soccer breakdown in 3, 2, 1.
The fireworks erupting offensively at the World Cup, fellas. It's been an offensive eruption. France and Denmark tied at 1. In the 74th minute, France getting on the board on a goal by Kylian Mbappe in the 61st minute.
Mbappe!
That's right. Wasn't that a hit by the Hansen brothers back in the day? Anyway, Denmark getting back and equalizing just 7 minutes later. Andreas Christensen with the goal. Earlier today, Poland defeated Saudi Arabia 2-0. Australia over Tunisia 1-0. Coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it'll be Mexico against Argentina at the World Cup. Fellas, it is all yours.
All right. Appreciate you, Isaac Lohenkron. Well, we will touch on – yeah.
Let me hit you with something real quick. I know it's a little off script or whatever, but you remember when we was having this conversation about Deion Sanders and taking the head coaching job at Jackson State?
Yeah.
And we were talking about, you know, he's going to get other opportunities to coach at maybe the Division I-A level or perhaps pro football. And we were talking about the whole NIL deal and all those things. So, getting back to that, what happens to those the kids that chose to go to Jackson State because he was the head coach.
Now, oh, they're going to transfer. They're going to transfer. Transfer portal.
What do you think? Maybe not all those kids.
The
best players, the ones that transfer. Listen.
Yeah, see, Travis Hunter,
some of those. Transfer portal.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree that some of them, but some of them. And I was going to bring this up. So we could table the Aaron Rodgers conversation because I don't know that it's that big of a deal. Okay, let's talk about it. Should Deion stay? Should he stay? I mean, he has built something that has never been done before at the – not even Eddie Robinson, the great Eddie Robinson, has had the type of impact on college football in this amount of time that Deion has had on black college football. I'm kind of torn. You've built a following, you've built something amazing, and you know what? It'll be hard for the rest of HBCUs, the SWAC. It'll be difficult for those teams to catch up to him, and he'll be able to continue to have success. I'm concerned, is he able to take that and do it out of Colorado? And then if he doesn't, how does that all play out? You know, what is the narrative then?
Yeah, because if I remember correctly, his whole, thing was, going to Jackson State and, basically saying those kids, you don't have to go to a Clemson or Alabama or one of these, Power Five schools to be recognized if you want to go to the next level. I'm going to bring that here to Jackson State. And so, those kids that had the opportunity to go to the Notre Dames and, Florida States and Miami's, those guys chose to go to Jackson State because of, Deion Sanders and, like you say, his following and his, being able to motivate and teach those kids. That's the reason why they went there. So now they're in a situation to where, wait a minute, he's getting ready to leave? I came here because, he sat down and told me that, he was going to teach me the proper way to play football. And obviously those young kids have a lot of respect for him because of his resume and how he played the game. But where does that leave the families and the moms and the dads? He went to the house and talked to these kids, and, he wasn't
anywhere. I agree.
And all those things.
Transfer portal not – I agree with that.
But that's all those kids – you're forcing those kids that went to Jackson State because of him, everybody's not good enough to get into the transfer portal and go to a Division I school.
What you got, TJ?
Listen, it's very simple, man. Deion was one of the best to ever play. He wants to compete against the best of the best. And that's why he has to consider it and possibly leave, because he wants to compete. He did his job. He brought a bunch
for
of
For 2 years,
eyes
he did a job? For 2 years?
He brought the attention to the HBCUs in Jackson State specifically that they
and
weren't
that
getting.
And that attention will leave
and,
soon as
and,
he leaves.
And ultimately, did he mislead the kids and parents if he leaves? Absolutely he did. But at the end of the day, he wants to compete against the best because that's who he was as a player. Is it right or wrong when you sit in somebody's house and say, I'm going to be there for your son, but he's doing –
all these coaches do what's best for them. All these coaches
they
do
what's best for it. They
even
do
if
what's
they don't leave,
they're
going to do it. You might not play. They'll tell you that. You might not even play.
they
going to be here for your child. You ain't getting on the field.
Yeah. And so he wants to go to a higher level. What else can he do with Jackson? He's not going to lose games at Jackson State.
So why not create that legacy? Why not create? Because here's my
thing, he wants to compete against the best. He wants to have an opportunity to play in the Pac-12 and go against really good teams and try to have a national schedule and see what he can do out of Colorado. Because guess what? If he leaves Jackson State to go to Colorado – he won't be at Colorado long if he has the success that he assumes he will have. That's a fact. He will not be at Colorado long. Somebody else will become calling.
Too.
Yes, he'll be right in the SEC in about 2 to 3 years if he has the type of success at Colorado.
He might be in the SEC next year if he holds. I'm not so certain that Auburn might not turn into a situation for him. He might be SEC bound before then. It's possible.
Deion has showed you he should be going to the SEC now over Colorado. But there's questions about, oh, is he horrible here? Is he horrible there? Listen, the best teams in college football are the best teams because they have the best players. Nick Saban, you played under Nick Saban, Plex. Uh-huh. If you go put Nick Saban, and I don't even want to bash any school, go put him at a bottom 100 school. Is he going to win 10, 11 games year in and year out?
Urban Meyer did.
He's going to get the players, that's for sure.
I think coaches like Nick Saban are in a different category altogether. I know what you're saying, and I get the point you're making.
You need players.
I don't know if Ryan Day is that coach anywhere else.
Hey, this sounds like some flex would say. Man, it's always about the Jimmy and Joes, not the X's and O's.
And that's the truth.
That sounds like some flex would say.
And that's the truth.
Yeah.
It is about the Jimmys and Joes, not the X's and O's. That is the truth.
That's
always going to remain true.
And so I don't fault – I always felt like, and I told a lot of people this, that Deion ain't staying at Jackson State long. I told a lot of people this.
You did.
And so he's gone. And as he should be gone because he wants to challenge himself. He wants an opportunity to match up and go against a Nick Saban or a Lincoln Riley. He wants that opportunity. He wants to match wishes with them to see, okay, I know the game just like them or better. Let's see how it goes. But it's going to be some growing pains in Colorado now. They didn't win many games for a reason. They don't have a lot of talent. But you can get Travis Hunter. He can get his sons up in there. He can get some of those guys in there. He can come to California and recruit. He can go to Texas and recruit. He can go to Florida and recruit. He'll turn that program around immediately.
We'll see. I think the first biggest conversation is going to be how interesting it is if he does declare that he's leaving. What does that look like? What does that mean for HBCUs moving forward? What does it mean for Deion moving forward? It'd be interesting. The conversation will ensue. This is Up On Games. TJ Hutchman is out of Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington. We're going to take a quick break on the other side of it. How's the holidays for you? How's Thanksgiving for TJ and Plex? Did football change it? Did football make it better? I'm interested to hear about that. We're going to touch on that after this break, right? But first, of course, I got to give you another live read because that's what I do. I break it down to you like an organic compound. All right, that went bad, but that's all right because this read won't. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. It's my go-to when betting on NFL games this holiday season. I can bet anything I want and any way that I want. I want to. We're talking same game parlays, player props, options, live bets with quick and easy payouts so I can get right back to my holiday shopping. All right. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Check this out. Right now, everyone can earn up to 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place the same game parlay, and combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, point totals, and more. The more legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. I've enjoyed using the app for my weekly player over and under bets. Totally has added more fun to my game day experience. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code UPONGAME, and you could have the same type of fun I'm having, all right? If you place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game, you'll get $150 in free bets if they do. All right. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code UPONGAME. 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. Opt-in required. 10-plus leg required for 100% boost. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms. We'll be right back.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Welcome back in to Up On Game. Live from the TireRack.com studio. Got my boys, TJ Plex. Well, Plex is stepping off. He's going to go to the Michigan State-Penn State game, so he'll be watching the game. He'll be there. We'll guide the ship on in the rest of the way. Me and my man TJ Hutchman. Yeah, me and my man TJ. TJ, when you were growing up, what was Thanksgiving like for you? Did it change for you once you went to college? Because the one thing people fail to realize is that once you go to college, if you're blessed enough to make it to the next level and play, your holidays don't belong to you anymore, And then not only do they not belong to you, but then you see the coaches with their families and hugging their kids and with their wives and all this other stuff. And you're there eating, you know, Thanksgiving dinner with other people's families.
I mean, that's
kind of becomes
much,
a thing.
Yeah,
you know?
That's pretty much what it is, man. It's when you go to college, obviously the majority of us don't have families in that city or in that area. And so some of the coaches be like, specifically your position coach would be like, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Come to the house.
You guys can come to my house. My wife will cook enough food. And so that's normally what happens. And so that's what did happen. And so when I got to the league, my first couple years, obviously we all practice on Thanksgiving early, and then you would go to guys' homes. And so when I signed my second contract with the Bengals, then I became at home. You know, I told my wife I'm going to have some of my teammates over. And so some of the guys that were young, I would invite them over to my house. And hopefully they did for them or they did for others what
I
did for them.
Sure.
And so, yeah, man, when you're in college, it's tough. Unless your family has the means to travel to you and cook Thanksgiving, you're at the coach's house or you're at a teammate's house that lives in that area.
Did it change the way you handle things as an adult? Because for me, I kind of got desensitized to holidays. It's like it's you want to have the kind of the feeling and the passion for it like you did when you were growing up. Like, oh, we're going to grandma's house, or, you know, it's Christmas, we're going to see our cousins and this, that, and the other. And, you know, it's just all these moments and all these memories. And it's crazy because the reason why I was asking is because I just buried my Nana, which was my last living grandparent. Just buried her and was at the old house. And you don't realize what you realize. You don't know what you don't know until you know it. And I'm standing in this room, bro. I can't even tell you how small the room was. And I couldn't, our whole family was fitting in this room. We were all eating, you know,
back then it wasn't small. It was just
it wasn't small.
Yeah, yeah.
We was all up in there. We was having a good time, stuff like, and it's like, man, I got to tighten up because those memories, even though it's different for me now, I got to make sure my kids had those memories in their heads in terms of like what the standard or what a Thanksgiving should look like. So I was just curious, you know, as to what you thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, for me growing up, like, to this day, my wife tells me all the time, like, I'm not big on holidays because when I was growing up, Christmas coming up wasn't that big of a deal because we knew we weren't getting much if we got anything. That's a fact every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I don't make a big deal about holidays. My wife is completely different because the way she grew up and her family dynamic was different than my family dynamic. Mm-hmm. And so we try to make sure that for our kids, she tries to make sure for our kids that it's a big moment, like their birthdays, Thanksgiving, Christmas. She wants to make them feel like it means something. Whereas for me, I'm like, don't buy me anything for Christmas. Christmas is for the kids. I don't need anything. And so it's completely different. And it's just a part of when you grow up a certain way, you just kind of carry on how you grew up, not realizing it's really not a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. Got to create those moments, man. Got to create it for your families and create them for yourself as well. We got hour two up on game coming at you next.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.